Redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him?
You can't even see the top of that thing!
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says some cities in the United States are among the most dangerous in the world. The likely GOP nominee making that comment in a New York Times Magazine interview published yesterday. He was asked about the most dangerous place in the world he visited. He jokingly said Brooklyn. He then said places like Oakland, California, and Ferguson, Missouri are among the most dangerous places in the world. The White House is defending the new rule expanding overtime protections for millions of middle-income workers.
Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest said the Labor Department rule will be good for the overall economy.
The economic impact is that Americans' wages would increase by $12 billion over the next 10 years as a result of this rule.
He called it an issue of fairness.
In this situation, it's about making sure that people are being fairly compensated for their overtime. These are by definition the hardest working Americans. That's what we'd like to see. We believe that'll be good for the economy overall, and a good economy is good for business.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan blasted the move. He argued the overtime expansion will hurt small businesses and could be disastrous for the economy. I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
The House sets aside $622 million to fight the Zika virus. It's so far less than the nearly $2 billion that the Obama administration wanted to combat the mosquito-borne illness. White House threatening to veto the House bill, calling it woefully inadequate. The Zika virus is especially dangerous for pregnant women because it's been linked to birth defects, such as children being born with abnormally small heads. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning at 11:04. It is 62 sunny degrees in Flemington. And the forecast for today is a high of 73 with a 20% chance of isolated showers. Tonight, mostly clear with a high of 47. But Friday looks to be the best day of the week, sunny with a high of 77. Saturday, there's a 60% chance of rain with a high of 68. And the chance of rain continues into Sunday with a high of 70. But then by Monday, it looks to be partly sunny with a high of 70.
Imagine me and you, I do.
I love this song, Jennifer. Good choice.
Oh,
I'll find out why you play this in a moment, I'm sure. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we'll talk about the upcoming ACL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, coming up June 11th. Memorial Day is around the corner, and there'll be plenty to do at HCL this summer. We'll give you a rundown. Jennifer says, being Employee of the Month is a good example of how somebody can be both a winner and a loser at the same time. Community Day, comic fests, concerts, lectures, and much more to tell you about on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Let me just start off by thanking Jennifer Winberry for flying solo last week. I was down at the law school graduation in Williamsburg. William & Mary, the oldest college in the country. Did you know that?
I did.
I didn't know that. I learned a lot of facts down there while I was down
sure
there.
Sure you did. Are you going to?
And it's the oldest law school. Thomas Jefferson was a student at William & Mary. Etc. You don't have to act. If you don't care, Jennifer.
No, I do care.
You have to pretend like you care.
No, I didn't know he was. So it's really old.
It's very old.
Wow.
I think the school itself started in the 1600s. And then Jefferson. Now, maybe Jefferson started the law school around the Revolutionary War time. I don't know. I already forget. See, that's why I never went to law school.
I see. I did. Did you see? Last week I had an urge to go to law school again.
You had that urge? I never knew you had the urge.
Yeah. I frequently have the urge.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. I could see you being a good lawyer. And what happened? Why do you suppress this urge?
Having to work to pay bills and things like that.
What? But then when you become a lawyer, you're...
I know, but, you know, then you got the chunk of time, so... Yeah, I have 52 months and 11 days left, and then I can retire and then maybe consider it.
Why did the shark not eat the lawyer?
He didn't want to ruin his appetite.
Professional courtesy.
Oh.
Probably a lot of good lawyer jokes out there. So welcome to the Library Show. Why are we playing the birds happy together? Or the turtles, I'm sorry.
Turtles happy together, yeah. And that's the key word, turtles. This weekend at the zoo in Easton, they're celebrating World Turtle Day. On May 21st. It is really on May 23rd, but they're having it on the weekend rather
than... Is Easton in Hunterdon County now?
Yes, it is. And I wrote a turtle limerick.
You wrote one or read one?
I wrote one.
Okay, let's hear it.
Because I was writing limericks over the weekend.
Why?
Well, you want to hear the turtle limerick first?
I would.
Why? Or you want to hear why? Well,
I'll ask you, do I want to hear the turtle limerick?
Is
it that good?
It's good. There once was a girl named Morgan, who never learned to play the organ. She preferred in fields of myrtle to dream about a turtle, our fanciful girl named Morgan.
Okay. That's very nice.
Thank you.
The meter was perfect, obviously.
Yes.
So what does Morgan have to do with turtles?
Morgan also loves this song. She just messaged me. Because Morgan was camping with her boyfriend and his children, and they found a turtle shell. And I have a particular fondness for turtles. When we walk along the Delaware Canal, we often see turtles. And I always want to put my toes...
It's very rare to find a turtle shell.
It is.
A turtle in it.
Yeah. No, they found a shell.
Probably not a good sign for the turtle.
No, because...
So is Morgan happy with you stalking her now?
Yes. She's delighted that I stalk her now.
So any updates on your new group of friends?
Yes.
Before we get going?
Yes, there is.
Why don't we get all the shout-outs out of the way?
Let's get the shout-outs out of the way. Thank you, Jim Thatch. I want to wish happy birthday to Irma tomorrow.
Who's Irma? This is at first. She's part of the group.
She's the oldest part of the group. Irma is the group.
I can say Irma, that's a name that's not really used much anymore.
But we have an Irma who's a staunch...
How old
attendee
is
at our port. I'm not going to reveal Irma's age.
Exactly.
But it's amazing.
Do you know anyone under the age of 50 named Irma?
No.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
But
Jennifer.
we have an Irma who comes to a lot of our programs.
Nancy, is she under 50?
No.
Then my point has been made.
Nancy's birthday is on Monday, so happy birthday to Nancy.
Okay. And who's Nancy?
She's another friend. She's Jen's mother. And we had a new listener last week, Jean.
Okay.
So a shout out to Jean. And of course, a shout out to our favorite Tilt-A-Kilt GM, about whom I also have a limerick, which is why I was writing limericks to begin with. The Tilt-A-Kilt had a limerick contest for National Limerick Day, even though limericks are Irish, not Scottish.
Correct. There's a county in Limerick, I believe, in Ireland.
There is. But this Saturday, May 21st, there's a car show.
What did you win?
I didn't win anything.
But what did the winner win in
it
the limerick contest?
It was some kind of a Bluetooth something.
A Bluetooth something?
I don't know. It was shaped like a leprechaun or something.
Like a Bluetooth speaker?
Yeah. Yes, that was it. Thank you. This Saturday,
that's a nice prize.
This Saturday, they're having a car show.
I'm actually surprised you didn't win.
When you hear
I've read some of your limericks.
I wrote two, actually. On Tuesday, there's a motorcycle meet. And as I told you, every Wednesday night, beginning at 8 p.m., is game night, trivia night at the Tilted Kilt. And we have to go one night.
So have you participated in this yet?
No, I only found out about it last week.
As you know, I run a trivia game, too.
So I know.
So let me know if it's better than my game.
I think we. Well, I've never been to your game.
Yes, you have. You ran it with me.
Oh, that's true.
Library
I did.
Library staff day, Jennifer.
I did, yes. So, but you'll have to go, and we'll take on all challengers.
Sure.
So
who's buying?
I'll buy.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm in.
So the two...
Count me in.
You want to hear my other two limericks?
Yes, I would.
There
I
is
think
a,
I would.
There is a winsome GN named Scott, whose temperament is anything but hot. Kilt girls by his side, a smile a mile wide. The kilt is always our favorite spot.
All right, you got to get a little racier with that one.
I know. There is a kilt girl named Kat who really is all that. She'll pour you, she'll bring you your beer with a grin full of cheer. That sparkling kilt girl named Kat. So I guess they weren't.
I don't know if I'm a big fan about you. Are you supposed to repeat the last line? Is that the limerick rule?
You know, I think it's a. I think I take it from the haiku.
Okay.
But frankly, not many words rhyme with Morgan. So I had to do it for that.
Morgan. I'll give that some thought. I won't do that.
You
right now.
You could do it like foregun, which sort of, but it didn't really seem to work. So anyway.
You could, but yeah. Please don't.
I wouldn't. So yes, I believe those are all my shout-outs. And happy Turtle Day to. Oh, so I was telling you about turtles. So we always see them walking along the canal. And I always want to put my toes in the water because it looks so cold. But then I'm afraid the turtles will bite my toes.
Well, turtles the turtles are, you're seeing aren't snapping turtles, probably.
No, but they like toes, I'm sure. Okay.
I probably wouldn't put my feet in the canal for another reason, but otherwise.
Okay.
This is the Delaware Raritan Canal. Mm-hmm. Over where do you go visit it? Like, where do you walk along the canal?
By Washington's Crossing, nearer New Hope than the park.
Okay.
Like at the beginning of the park.
That's close enough to Huntington County anyway.
Thank you.
You're getting closer. Speaking of Huntington County, the Huntington County Library has lots of programs. Let's just update you on what's coming up this week. Then maybe we'll go into a little more depth later on in the show. But we have a program tonight at the Huntington County Library. We have a new Academy Award nominated film series starting off tonight. Were you aware of this, Jennifer?
I was. I talked about it last week on the show.
The movie, very good. The movie Lady in the Van, starring that woman from Downton Abbey.
Dame,
and the Harry Potter
Dame
movies.
Maggie Smith.
Dame Maggie Smith?
It is.
Do you have to be knighted to be a dame or something?
Yes. Do you know what it's about?
Is she like just a treasure?
She really is. She's really fabulous.
What else was she known for before Harry Potter? Anything? She just kind of burst onto the scene there, didn't
no,
she?
No, she was in a lot of things. She was in Violets. Oh, there was a movie about Violets.
She has like the same cantankerous personality in every show that I've seen her in.
Kind of a smug sort of, yeah, I could see that.
Like, you know.
She was in The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie in 1969.
Oh, who could forget that classic?
She was in Gosford Park.
I know what she was in. She was in Clash of the Titans way back. I think she was Athena's mother. And she took whatever god's name because she said Athena was more beautiful than the god Earth.
Yes, and, she was indeed. She was Thetis. Yes, you're correct.
Thank you.
Very good.
And she was a crotchety woman in that one too. So here's my question to you: that's just her personality?
I don't.
Could
think
she think
so.
She could act best. Differently in a movie if she had to?
She was
Is she
mother,
that good an
she
actress?
Was, she was Mother Superior in Sister Act. Which I think a lot of people don't realize.
Right. And let me guess, Jennifer, Mother Superior was not just a knockover nice person. And I'm looking at this promo for Lady in the Van. It looks like pretty much the same deal.
Yes. Yeah, she plays a homeless woman, and she parks in the author Alan Bennett's driveway. And this relationship forms over.
So this is a true story?
It is.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is Lady in the Van, part of our Academy Award nominated film series. We're showing it tonight. The Huntington County Library at 6 p.m. It's free and open to the public, of course. You're welcome to bring a snack and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. Yes, Jennifer?
It was Ladies in Lavender, not had nothing to do with Violets. It was a movie she was very good in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Too much information.
I know.
Other movies in the series this time, The Revenant, Jennifer, will be showing The Revenant in June. Joy, a movie I've seen, which I was not really... wasn't what I expected. It was the same people that were in Silver Linings Playbook. Did you see that movie?
Uh-uh.
Actually, here's your DVD tip for today. Silver Linings Playbook. See if it's in our collection. It starred Bradley Cooper and Katniss from the Hunger Games movies. I can't remember her name off the top of my head. Oh, Jennifer Lawrence. I'm sorry. And I thought Joy was going to be along that vein, but it was not.
We do have it. And actually, I met the author of the book, Matthew Quick, at the American Library Association conference a few years back.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. What kind of guy was he?
He was very pleasant. He was
really nice. The kind of guy that would cast Dame Maggie Smith in one of his films?
He might if he had a part for her. But yes, we do have copies of the Silver Linings
Playbook. Okay, so that's my DB tip for the day, Silver Linings Playbook. Joy, not so much, but like I say, well, most things in life, form your own opinion, Jennifer. Don't listen to me, except for the DVD tip, of course. I'm kind of shooting myself in the foot here. But Joy was not my cup of tea, but that doesn't mean it's not going to be your cup of tea. After that, we have the Best Picture winner, Spotlight, showing on July 14th.
Did you see that?
No.
Do you know what it's about?
It's a newspaper up there, right, with the priests or whatever, uncovering all that mess. Okay, The Intern, a nice little rom-com type movie starring Robert De Niro and what's her name again? She was in Les Mis. Anne Hathaway. But they're not the love interests, Jennifer. He's much older than she is. And then finally, Room. So we have six more movies going throughout the summer. Since we have
Room?
No movies, a theater in Hunterdon County, we're going to take care of it for you.
Did you see Room?
No. What's it about?
It's based on the book by Emma Donoghue, the Irish
author. Does it take place in one room the whole movie?
No,
I'm
well,
out if it does.
Yes, and
I'm out.
No, she's locked. This woman is locked in a shed for years, and she finally escapes with her son, and it's how she reacclimates to the world.
Okay. Why did they call it The Shed?
You know what? We are past our first commercial break.
No, wait, I have more program.
But we're past our first commercial break.
Since when do you care about that?
Because you said, why does it have to be called The Shed?
Okay, we'll have...
All right, finish those real quick.
Also tonight at the North County Branch Library, if you don't want to see the movie, what movie did I say? Lady in the Van, if you're not a fan of Dame Maggie Smith, we have a Broadway baritone at the North County Branch Library, James Michael. He'll be performing Melodies of Memories and Miracles. He emulates the big baritone voices of his idols, Howard Keel, John Raitt, and Robert Goulet. So that's tonight at the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m. There's still room, but if you'd like to call for a seat or for more information, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner. And then finally, next Tuesday.
No, we forgot one, this Saturday.
Okay, all of a sudden with the attitude.
This Saturday, this work of mine, The World May View, shining a spotlight on New Jersey samplers, instructresses, and students. It is an illustrated lecture with Dan and Marty Campanelli at 2 p.m. this Saturday afternoon.
Very good. Edible Gardening with Chef Roanne Green will take place next Tuesday, May 24th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. She's the chef owner of Soup to Nuts Fine Catering Company, Jennifer. And she'll approach the talk from a food and health perspective. I think that's a good approach. Once again, Tuesday, May 24th at 10 p.m. And then finally, Jennifer, the Richard Rider Swing Band visits the Hunterdon County Library next Wednesday, May 25th at 7 p.m. For over 20 years, the Richard Rider Swing Band has been New Jersey's most popular swing combo. Should we check up on that one? They perform familiar standards from the swing era, highlighting America's greatest composers. So that's the Richard Rider Swing Band. Next Wednesday, May 25th at 7 p.m., we'll give you some commercials right now. We'll be back with more library show right after this.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterton County, New Jersey.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Welcome back to the Library Show. It's time for Today in History. Did you do this last week? You did.
I did, and I left our listeners hanging in case Kiko was listening.
And he probably wasn't.
Yeah, well, he didn't answer. So the answer was the mouth of the Mississippi River.
Oh, the Mississippi. Oh, I knew. I was going to guess the James River.
Mississippi.
All right, I would have been incorrect. Getting on to things people might know what we're talking about, Jennifer. It's time for Day in History. This time every week, I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on the state, which happens to be May 19th. I also ask her if she knows people who were born or died on this date just by their name, if she knows who they are. I think she'll do pretty well today. Okay. Okay, Jennifer, let's go back to May 19th, 1536. Not a great day. Not a garden type day for Anne Boleyn, Jennifer, second wife of Henry VIII. She was beheaded on this date.
You know I hate beheadings. I think we've had this discussion before.
Oh, why would you like them?
But I just, they really creep me out. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jennifer. My question for you is, I was going to say, never mind. Why was she beheaded?
Because she didn't give him a son.
That's your answer? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's part of this, but adultery, treason, and incest are the reasons I have for the reason Anne Boleyn was beheaded on this date. Okay, we won't talk about beheadings anymore, Jennifer.
Thank you.
On this date in 1780, it was New England's Dark Day. May 19th, 1780, New England's Dark Day.
Did anything happen nice on this day? Anything happy on this day?
How do you know this wasn't happy?
I don't know.
Maybe it was dark chocolate given away free in New England this day.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it wasn't, Jennifer. This refers to an event that occurred on this date when an unusual darkening of the day sky was observed over the New England states and parts of Canada. The primary cause of the event is believed to have been a combination of smoke from forest fires, a thick fog, and cloud cover. The darkness was so complete that candles were required from noon on. It did not disperse until the middle of the next night. This was in 1780.
Is there a question here?
People probably took... No, I just asked you what it was. You didn't know.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
I thought I was waiting for the question.
So this is 1780. Maybe some colonists took this as a sign that... they were doing the wrong thing about the Revolutionary War.
I see.
Very superstitious back then, you know. Okay, Jennifer, and then on this date in 1943, World War II trivia, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, U.S. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt set what date for the Normandy invasions? Little tricky question.
June. Am I close?
No.
Nope.
They set May 1st, 1944, but then bad weather delayed the invasion until June 6th, Jennifer. The date you were looking for was June 6th, 1944.
They set it a year in advance?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I see.
Exactly. 1 year.
Okay.
Right. I see your point here, Jennifer Addis. It's May 19th. How could they have gone back in time?
Right, I see.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Are we good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jennifer, 1962, a birthday salute to U.S. President John F. Kennedy took place at Madison Square Garden. Why is this event remembered today?
Is this the time when Marilyn Monroe sang?
Correct.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Marilyn Monroe's rendition of Happy Birthday.
Interesting. I always thought it took
to
place.
JFK.
I thought it took place at the Waldorf. I didn't realize it was at Madison Square Garden.
So, I mean, of course, rumors that JFK and Marilyn Monroe were in an affair probably were fueled by this, Jennifer. Do you believe they were?
Of course.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jennifer. Okay,
then.
Do I? Probably. I don't know. I don't go into that kind of stuff.
No, you don't like tawdry things.
You don't like beheadings? I don't like gossip. 1984, Jennifer, finally. Michael Larson, a contestant on the television game show Pressure Luck. You remember the game show Pressure Luck?
Hated it.
Okay.
Because there wasn't any skill involved.
Here we go.
No whammy.
Right. Sets a record, and he won over $110,000 on the show. By far a record. How did he do it?
Cheating. He figured out some matrix that the whammies came up in. And
very good, Jennifer. He was a self-employed ice cream truck driver. After watching the show at home with the use of a stop-motion VCR, he discovered that the random patterns in the game actually weren't so random. And he took to memorizing the sequence and to help him stop the board when and where he wanted. On the game that he appeared, an initially tentative Larson spun a whammy on his very first turn, but then played 45 consecutive spins without hitting a second one.
How long was it going to take them to catch on?
So he did it. He beat the system, Jennifer. Michael Larson, on this date in 1984. You were probably watching live.
No. I watched a lot of games.
1984, I was 20 years old. God, I hope I wasn't watching Pressure Luck on this date when I was 20. I hope I had something better to do. I can't say. No, I would have been out of college. I wouldn't have been in classes. No, but classes would have been over for the year.
1984, you were in weren't you in high school?
84? No, yeah. I was between my sophomore and junior year of college, Jennifer.
I thought you were there for longer. It doesn't matter.
What point are you trying to make over there?
I'm really not.
Okay, finally, some people who were born or who had died, Jennifer.
Okay.
Only Kara will get this one in the continental United States, and maybe this person's mother. Born on this date in 1941, Bobby Burgess. Only Kara knows the answer to this one.
So it could be a Lawrence Welk reference.
It is a Lawrence Welk reference. Bobby Burgess from the Lawrence Welk Show. He was also a Mouseketeer.
That was going to be my next.
Okay,
he was Bobby, one of the original Mouseketeers.
Very good. And he was the dancer on the ballroom dancer on the Lawrence Welk Show. He was actually technically a very good dancer, but there was just something about him. Like, if you watch Fred Astaire dance, I mean, it was amazing. Just so fluid and natural. This Bobby Burgess just wasn't natural. It looked like he had to, I don't know, something was just off about it in my mind. My apologies, Bob Burgess. I'm sure he worked very hard.
He was very good on the original. I loved the original Mouseketeers.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
Did he sing or something?
No, I loved the whole thing.
When they went to the Davy Crockett. Didn't they used to do shorts, in their Spin and Marty or whatever?
Yeah, Friday was talent roundup day, and they would had a Western theme,
How many Mouseketeers can you name?
Bobby, Karen, Cubby.
I'm going to regret asking this question, aren't I?
Jimmy and Roy were the adult Mouseketeers.
There was a Roy?
Roy was the big guy, the older guy. And Jimmy was, they were the grown-ups.
There was a Darlene, I think.
Darlene.
You didn't say
a couple of
Darlene. Did you say Annette?
I said Annette.
I don't know who else. Very good.
Thank you.
I think it's very good. 1945, Pete Townsend was born on this date.
The Who?
Very good, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Lead guitarist for The Who. Among other lesser-known groups. 1946, Andre the Giant was born.
Andre the Giant.
Mm-hmm. No idea. He was a wrestler.
No.
But he was also, I think he was an actor in a very good movie. Second DVD, Alert. You probably, everyone's probably seen this movie, The Princess Bride.
Oh.
Did you see The Princess Bride, mm-hmm. Jennifer? Then you've seen Andre the Giant.
Okay.
He was the big guy. He was like the giant guy in the movie.
Hence his name, Andre the Giant.
I forget what his name, Fezzik or something like that, I think his name was. He liked to rhyme. Are you picturing him now?
Yes.
Okay. 1959, Nicole Brown Simpson was born.
She is the actress who was the wife of O.J. Simpson, who died, who was murdered.
Yes.
And he was accused.
I shouldn't have included. It's kind of depressing.
It is.
And you her and have that Simpson other gentleman was murdered, but not on the state she was born in the state. And then finally, two died for you, Jennifer. Ogden Nash in 1971.
He was a poet. He wrote The Owl and the Pussycat.
Is that his most famous work? I was trying to look up his most famous work.
I would say The Owl.
We know him on this radio show. We read one of his poems every Christmas.
Jabez.
The Boy Who Laughed at Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. An annual holiday recitation.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally on this date, I think, pretty sure you know who this person is, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis.
She was born Jacqueline Bouvier. She was a first lady, wife of the aforementioned Jack.
How did she
Kennedy.
Die? Do you remember?
She had a house in Far Hills. She died in the Carlisle Hotel or one of the.
Where she died?
She had some kind of debilitating disease.
She had cancer.
Yeah.
Yes, but it was found by. I think it was found when she fell off a horse or something. She didn't know she had it.
Yeah, she was married to Ari Onassis the second time. And her sister, remember we talked about her sister not too long ago.
We did?
Yeah.
I completely forget.
Why
would we have done that?
Lee Ratcliffe.
That's her sister?
Yeah.
They don't have the same last names.
Well, they used to.
She was a Bouvier?
Mm-hmm.
And why did we talk about this Ratcliffe?
There must have been a movie or something, or I don't know, or a book.
Must have been something to do with Maureen O'Hara or something, probably, knowing you.
Quite possibly.
All right, we're halfway through the library show, Jennifer. Let me give you a quick update on the weather. As Jennifer mentioned earlier on.
Lee Radziwill. That's what it was.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's all I need to know. Please stop talking about her.
Okay.
Unless it's something you think I'd like. Mm. Jennifer mentioned that tomorrow, Friday, is going to be by far the best day in the next several. Well, today's going to be nice. Today we're looking at about 70 degrees. Tomorrow is supposed to be mid to upper 70s and clear skies, no chance of rain. But then the rain comes in over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and I believe a little bit on Monday we have chance of rain. And looking at the advanced forecast, it looks like summer is set to arrive around Wednesday or Thursday next week, Jennifer. It's a time to get those air conditioners ready. Do you have a window unit?
Oh, don't even talk about that.
Please.
Why? That's like an annual argument in my house.
About whether or not to use air conditioning?
Because once you put the air conditioner in, the window never gets open. You know, like the windows never get open to sleep. The air conditioner just goes on automatically, even when it's like 40 degrees out.
Well, don't you have more than one window in your bedroom?
That's what we put it in one, but the other two never get open. Once it goes in, that's it. The air conditioner goes on by default.
Why? Well, that's not a law, Jennifer.
It is in my house, apparently.
So you don't want the air conditioner. Uh-huh. You are anti-air conditioner.
Unless it's very, very humid, yeah.
Well, I suggest maybe Memorial Day weekend is next a week from this weekend, right?
How much is my husband paying you for this?
Summer is on the way, and it looks like, according to the weather report, it's going to be here by the end of next week. So you might want to consider it. I'm not a big fan of air conditioning either. Why do you think I love it?
I don't know.
I'm in the same boat you are. I don't have central air. I have to load those behemoths in the window every year. I'm not a big fan of that.
I got to tell you, the ones my parents put in, and they carry them up from the basement, they're old.
No,
mine
are
too. They weigh like 5,000.
They got to do the same thing, and then tape it around the window so the air doesn't leak out. And
the bugs don't get in.
Yeah. That's part of summer, Jennifer. It's just part of it. It all counts. It's part of the magic.
I know.
But this weekend, go ahead.
No, do you have one of those floor air conditioners like that you can move around from room to room and
no.
you vent out?
How do you vent those things?
Like, it just you open your window a little bit and you put it out. You just, like, you put the... In the
How much does that cost?
I don't know. Every year it's brought up and every year I'm like,
You could probably buy one at Burkitt's. That's located on Mine Street in Flemington.
That is the only
Shop Burkitt's
that's
today.
That's my favorite place. I bought my refrigerator there, my TV. Everything.
They're good. It's a good community place, and plus you get the service, right? If something goes
wrong. Oh, my gosh. I called up. My refrigerator died sometime between Thursday and Friday. We called them up Saturday morning. They're like, it's a refrigerator. We're putting you up. They put us in front of everybody else. Sorry, everybody else.
Well, that's the thing about instead of ordering something online or.
Yeah, and they said, well, you know what? Let's try this, and if it doesn't, so you don't have to buy a whole new refrigerator, and if it doesn't work, we'll credit you this part for your new refrigerator.
See, that's great service. And I'm sure they're a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
I
mentioned Memorial Day is next weekend, Jennifer. This weekend happens to be the second leg of the Triple Crown,
yes,
the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore, Maryland. In case you do not remember, Nyquist, the favorite, won the Kentucky Derby.
Why would you name something that sounds like a cold medicine?
He's actually named after a hockey player. There's a hockey player named, I believe his last name is Nyquist.
I know Lundquist.
There's a Nyquist, too.
Is there really?
Yes.
I like Cherry Wine's silks.
Why don't you read down the entries for this year's Preakness, Jennifer, since you're obviously looking at them.
I am. We have Cherry Wine, Uncle Lino, Nyquist, Awesome Speed, Exaggerator. Is it Lanai or Laney?
Lanny, I think. Lanny. Japanese horse.
Collected. Loaban, Abiding Star, Fellowship, his silks are pretty snappy, and Star Deravi.
Isn't their horse named Stradivarius or something?
Oh, maybe it's cut off. That must be it, Stradivarius.
Okay. All right, Jennifer, and what is your prediction? Preakness will be run on Saturday around 6:30. They're predicting, before you make a prediction, let me just tell you, because any of these horses sound like fish. It's going to be a sloppy track. It's supposed to rain an inch in Baltimore on Saturday afternoon.
Messy. I mean, it would be nice.
Which it did last year, by the way. And American Pharoah had no problem negotiating it.
Well, it would be nice if Nyquist won because it's always exciting. But like I said, I do fancy Cherry Wine's and Fellowship's silks.
Okay. So Cherry Wine and Fellowship, but a little long shot exacta from Jennifer. My prediction, of course, I think the favorite Nyquist is going to win again. He's a decent horse, but unfortunately, I don't think the rest of the field is up to the task or not as high quality to challenge Nyquist. Nyquist is undefeated, by the way. He's never lost. So that's the Preakness Stakes, Baltimore, Maryland, this Saturday. Tune in. You want to come to my house, Jennifer, and have a beer and watch the Preakness? You're more than welcome.
Thank you, Jim. What is the traditional drink for the Preakness?
That's a good question.
Oh, Saturday's... It's Saturday?
Yeah.
It's my wedding anniversary.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way. So I guess you don't have any plans.
Please.
Let me guess. I'm going to guess where you're going for your wedding anniversary.
I'm not going to New York.
No, I know. The initials are TK.
Probably not there either because it's...
Scott would take care of you on your anniversary.
I don't think... Scott doesn't know it's my anniversary.
Yeah, he does now.
I don't think he's listening.
Oh, great. So we plug in his restaurant all show and he doesn't even listen?
Sometimes they listen to the archives because I post the archives on my Facebook. Did you notice I've been posting every morning, every Thursday morning on my Facebook page to listen to the library show?
Yes, it was good. I got to start doing that as well.
Yes, you do.
So I can prove to you that I have some friends too.
I'm not hearing your phone buzzing today.
No, I know. They're giving up.
Don't, just because last week was, you know.
They give up, Jennifer. They know when they're beaten by someone with a superior number of friends.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I mentioned this week is the Preakness. The weekend after is Memorial Day. Have any plans for Memorial Day weekend?
Not yet.
Okay.
I always watch the parade from the parade, the after parade. A lot of times I'll walk up to the
Memorial
cemetery.
Day parade?
Yeah.
Down Main Street?
Down Main Street.
What do you mean the after parade? They don't go anywhere near your house.
They sure do. They all come back around. And a lot of them, they'll go to the cemetery and lay wreaths and everything. Oh. So I get to see all the fire trucks and all the... but yeah, past my house is the way out of Flemington.
You're letting the parade pass you by, Jennifer.
I am.
They say not to do that.
But I can hear the whole thing. I can hear all the bands.
Because that's Memorial Day. But then the weekend after Memorial Day happens to be Community Day here in Hunterdon County. big day in Hunterdon County, Jennifer. I have the flyer right in front of me. Hunterdon County Community Day, it's the second or the third annual. It's at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park, on Route 179 in Ringo's. They promise to have food, music, games, and fun for the entire family. The music, I think anybody who's come to the Hunterdon County Library in the past will know the band. It's the British Invasion Tribute.
Is that confirmed?
That is confirmed. There's a picture of them on the flyer. The music will take place between 2:30 and 5:30 during Community Day. So they're playing for a full 3 hours, Jennifer.
Wow.
If you've never heard the British Invasion Tribute, they don't play just the Beatles. They play all music comes from England, but also stars from America, too, from that era. So 60s music, Jennifer, is pretty much how you describe them. Also on tap, there'll be reptile shows at 1, 3, and 5 p.m. By the way, it's Saturday, June 4th from 12 to 6. Noon to 6 is the hours of Community Day. The reptile shows will be at 1, 3, and 5 p.m. There'll be a pie-eating contest.
Are you going to enter that?
No, I'm not a big fan of pie.
How come?
I don't know.
Just curious.
I guess the type of, I don't know why, actually.
They don't have... Oh, August 17th?
Pony Rides and Penning Zoo. What are you talking about?
I'm looking at the British Invasion schedule, and I don't see our summer concert on
that. Haven't loaded us up there yet. Pony Rides and Penning Zoo, Jennifer? We're talking about Community Day.
I know, I'm sorry.
They also have outdoor games and activity. They have a shred event, Jennifer, sponsored by the county clerk. What the heck is a shred event?
They bring a shredding truck, and you can bring your papers, and they will shred them for you if you don't have a shredder at home.
Really? And is this there is a something limit? We're advertising?
Is there a oh, yeah.
Limited quantity per car.
They we had one at the head.
It's that popular?
They had one in the back of the courthouse one time. We've had a couple at the library as part of the recycling program. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So wait, to increase attendance in the library, we should just tell people to shred paper for them. That's news to me. They also have, Jennifer, tethered balloon rides, which is a nice
thing. Oh, that's a huge thing of yours.
What?
You always want a balloon.
I wouldn't go up in it, but I wanted the library to have one.
You wouldn't go up in one, but you want us to have one
yeah.
for other people to go up in it.
Yes. Great. What's wrong with that? The sponsors this year, Jennifer, are the Hunterdon County of New Jersey, ShopRite, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, the Chamber of Commerce, of course, and the Safe Coalition. For more information, go to the Chamber's website at hunterdonchamber.org. And that's Community Day once again, Saturday, June 4th, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. I forgot to mention, of course, that
did you forget to mention
the ACL Bookmobile will be on hand. So we'll have tours of the Bookmobile. We'll have a lot of information about all of our summer events. We'll have a blanket laid out with some children's books. If your kids want to take a little break and read, I think maybe a member or two of the Friends of the Library are there to talk about that organization. We have our outdoor art show and sale the next week, so I'll have plenty of information about that. Actually, should I go right into that? We need to go to our last commercial break, Jennifer. Let's do that now.
All right.
And we'll come back and tell you all about the ACL Outdoor Art Show and Sale right after this.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you
is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
Welcome back to the Live Break Show with Jim Thatch, Jennifer Winberry, and the snorting Chris Phelan, who just left the room.
You didn't need to add that, Jennifer. Why? For what reason?
Because we always add that.
The ACL Outdoor and Art Show and Sale is a scant 1 week after the Community Day, which I mentioned. So you guys got a lot to do in Hunterdon County. Jennifer, I know, tries to send you to Easton or Monmouth Junction, but there's a lot going on in Hunterdon County. So the ACL Outdoor Art Show and Sale is Saturday, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you're a local artist and would like to enter, we have three categories: students grades 7 through 12, just a mere $5 entry fee, adult amateurs, and then adult professionals are also the other two categories. It's a $10 entry fee for them. That's nothing. If you check around, other art shows charge way more than that in entry fees, Jennifer. We accept all mediums except photography. And the reason is because we have our own photography show in the fall. We don't want to compete with that, Jennifer, if you will. The entry deadline, starting to get close, it's Friday, June 3rd. So if you're interested in entering, I suggest doing it as soon as possible. And you can do so by going to our webpage. You're online right now. Go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link, call for artists, right on the homepage. Click on that. The entry form will come up. Just print it out, fill it out, and send it in to us before June 3rd, and you are in. There'll be cash awards for first place in each category, judged by two local judges. Beatrice Bork is one, who is a great local artist. I'm drawing a blank on the gentleman's name. I am not a judge this year, Jennifer. There will also be a Best in Show prize. There will also be a Public's Choice Award. So plenty of prizes to be given out. And also, you are allowed to sell your artwork. What we do is we give you a section of snow fence, as much work as you can fit on the snow fence. You're allowed to display and to sell as well. And in past years, some artists have done very well.
Didn't the winner last year, his last name was Neckel, I forget his first name, but didn't he sell?
Yes, he sold several, yes. That is correct, Jennifer. And then besides art, you're allowed, feel free to bring your own picnic lunch and chairs or blankets and hang out under our grove of trees. And this is your chance to speak with the local artists. And we'll also have music by popular local group Acoustic Road, who plays a lot of, you know, pop and classic rock hits. So just a great band. So it's going to be a fun day. Once again, it's Saturday, June 11th, 2016, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We do have a rain date, which I am reticent to mention, Jennifer, but I will mention it's Saturday, June 18th, a week after. But Jennifer's positive attitude seems to be rubbing off on events at the Hunterdon County Library, and we've had good luck with the weather since her adopted new attitude. So thank you, Jennifer.
Welcome.
Okay, you're just going to study the computer for the rest of the show? This is all on me now?
I was looking for something.
Okay. Would you like to say something, or you want me to continue?
What would you like to continue with? I was going to talk about the adult summer reading programs.
That sounds like a great idea. I think we should talk about the children's reading program, too.
Yes, we talked about them last week, but I did see you were just making some flyers, some coupons for them. So, On Your Mark, Get Set, Read, the summer reading club for 2016 for children ages 2 and up begins on June 14th. You can join the reading club at CL, NCB, SCB, or the bookmobile. Read on your own or read with a parent or a caregiver and earn prizes all summer. There will be story times, activities, and performers. And I know there will be performers because I signed all the purchase orders myself.
And who are they? Do you know?
I don't.
You didn't read the purchase order.
I read them, but I did not
retain
it.
You just signed them.
I did retain it. Have we gotten the schedule
yet? That's a little irresponsible of you. What if Adolf Hitler was one of the performers and you didn't pick up on it?
No, I think I would have picked up on that.
Well, what if it was someone named Adolf Hitler, but he actually, it's not Adolf Hitler, obviously.
Oh, Jim.
You don't want to debate me on this one?
No, I really don't.
Okay, Jennifer, thank you very much. I guess it's my turn.
You want to hear about the...
I want to hear about the Adult Summer Reading Club. I was waiting.
Pre-registration for that is already underway. You can pre-register by going to our website, hclibrary.us. And on the front page, you can click on 2016 Adult Summer Reading Club, pre-register. The theme this year is Exercise Your Mind, Read. It starts on Friday, May 27th.
Boy, summer is here, isn't it? It's here.
It is, but it doesn't feel like it outside.
It doesn't, but it's here.
And it better not.
Summer 2016. And it's really just stop and smell the roses, Jennifer.
Today's the...
just don't weed around them. Smell them this time.
It's the TCNJ graduation.
I know my friend, shout out to Mitchell Miller, who's in the graduating class.
Is he?
Yes, my friend Charlie's son, Mitchell, is graduating with the most recent class.
Mitchell, you're joining a long, illustrious line of alumni. Do better than we did, Charlie.
Fellow alumni. His other son just got accepted into Lehigh.
Nice. That's where my sister is right now.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe she can show him the ropes.
He does not want to learn the ropes from my sister.
Why not?
She's been writing her PhD for about three, her thesis.
Well, those are good ropes to learn.
Years.
She's very studious.
No, she's been writing the dissertation.
How does she like Lehigh?
She likes it. She likes living in Bethlehem very much.
Bethlehem is a nice city.
Yeah, she lives in one of the old converted factories.
Oh, yeah? Cool. It's right on campus or off campus?
It's off campus. It's on Broadway.
Nice.
So, but anyway, beginning then, you can pre-register. And if you've been in the club before, it's just very easy. They will use your information from years gone by. We will ask you to come up with an alias so that...
In case of what? You commit a crime?
I don't... You know, I guess because some people don't want their name. If they win a prize, we'll put your alias up rather than your name. Or if you want to post a book review to...
I don't think alias is the right word.
Well, what do we call it?
Username or something, Jennifer. I don't think you want to say alias in this sentence.
It says, this is three sentence. We may from time to time want to identify you on our Summer Reading Club webpage and or blog. For example, if you review a book or win a prize, how would you like to be identified? That's a little bit wordy. Alias is just much more succinct.
No, but you say username. It's always a username, Jennifer.
All right.
In this computer age.
There are some frequently asked questions. You can write reviews and submit reviews.
Are there any reviews? Oh, it hasn't started yet.
It hasn't started yet. They've asked that it be no more than two paragraphs.
That's called the Jennifer rule.
That's not the Jennifer rule. That's somebody else's rule. This is a collaborative summer library reading club party, and it's throughout the USA do this. And Demco...
I want you to submit all your book reviews in limerick form. If anyone can do it, you could.
I haven't joined in a while because someone used to make fun of the books I read. And
yeah, because it was a lie. It was impossible.
It was not a lie. And you can start as early as ninth grade.
We'll let our listeners decide, Jennifer. How many books did you read that summer?
I would read an average of 75 to 100 books a summer. And most of them I wrote reviews for, so how can you say I didn't read them?
That's a lot of books. I thought it was more than that, actually.
No.
100 books in 3 months.
It's a little bit. It's part of May into June, July, August into September.
Do you sleep at all? I could see maybe if you didn't sleep. You don't need sleep. You do need sleep.
I do need sleep desperately. I don't sleep, though.
100 books in 3 months is just hard to believe.
Okay. That's why. I mean,
I'm very impressed.
But that's why I
stopped. Are you a speed reader?
No. And I even, will go back and reread pages.
That's a book a day, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Do the math. That's, you can read a novel a day. Mm-hmm. That's impossible. It's and you not. Say you're not a speed reader.
Mm-hmm. I'm an efficient reader.
It doesn't add up, Jennifer. And I'm pretty All sure right, but my
this is
listeners.
Why. This is why I stopped.
No, I do believe it. I'm trying to figure out how you're doing it. If you're not a speed reader, you have to sleep. You have to eat. You have to work on some of these days, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you still finish a novel a day.
Admittedly, I do not sleep, even though I should. But this is why I stopped joining the reading club, because I was tired of being harangued and harassed.
Well, someone else besides me did it?
Well, you got the rest of the PR committee to start going sometimes, and that really wasn't fair. So I stopped.
I was doing it good-naturedly.
Well, it didn't feel it.
I'll have to sit down. Can I watch you read a novel sometime?
You may. Come to my house some Sunday.
You have to be a speed reader, Jennifer.
I'm not.
In some shape or form to be able to read a book in a day.
I'm not. I'm efficient.
And comprehend what it's saying.
I'm efficient.
Well, we're just never going to get any satisfaction on
I'll
this.
I'll give you a call. You come over, I'll hand you a gin and tonic, and you got a book. Okay, now that we've wasted all that time on that, Jennifer's reading habits, it is time for Jim Gano to come in to take care of some business. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
An Egyptian official admits that terrorism is likely the cause of that Egypt air crash, and there may have been a catastrophic event on the missing Egypt Air flight that disappeared while flying from Paris to Cairo. Speaking through an interpreter, Egyptian Prime Minister Ishmael Ismail talked about search and rescue efforts.
There are units of Army and Navy that are searching the area, and there is coordination with the Greeks, and there are Greek planes involved in the search.
The defense minister in Greece says that data shows Flight 804 made abrupt turns, swerving 90 degrees right, then 360 degrees left, as it dropped from 37,000 feet. French President Francois Hollande says Airbus A320 did indeed crash. And now a top security official says ISIS is gearing up for a campaign of terrorist attacks in France. The head of the French International Intelligence Agency warns that explosive devices are likely to be placed in areas with large crowds. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Potty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's squirrel.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
The online auction for the gun George Zimmerman used to take the life of Trayvon Martin is over. The Kansas City Star reporting that the auction, which was hosted on the website UnitedGunGroup.com, ending yesterday morning with a high bid of more than $138,000. Bernie Sanders bringing his presidential campaign back to San Diego on Saturday. Randy Fuller has the details.
The Vermont senator remains in the presidential race, even though former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is leading the Democratic Party in delegates. Sanders is scheduled to speak at Kimball Park in National City Saturday night. The event is free and open to the public. Admission is first come, first served, but attendees are encouraged to RSVP online before doors open at 4:30 Saturday afternoon. I'm Randy Fuller.
Sports Authority is going out of business. The chain that was once the biggest sporting goods retailer in the country says it'll be closing all 450 of its stores. Company says in a new bankruptcy filing that it hasn't been able to find a buyer for its remaining stores. This is USA Radio News.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.